I'm Steve Miller reporting. Following rare talks between North and South Korea, the North has agreed to send a high-level delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, among other agreements signaling an easing of the tensions on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's Vice Unification Minister Chun Hae-sung said that cooperation must be built on mutual respect and that talks should resume regarding denuclearization and other related issues to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula. Chun also said that Seoul proposed that the two sides march together during the Pyeongchang winter opening ceremonies. Some 200,000 Salvadoran immigrants are allowed to live and work in the United States since 2001 will lose their right to remain in the country in 2019. Doug Bernard has more on the Trump administration's latest move to tighten immigration enforcement.
The United States will end the Salvadorans' temporary protected status on September 9, 2019, giving them 18 months to leave or seek lawful residency and for El Salvador to prepare for their return. The status was granted in the wake of two devastating earthquakes in El Salvador in 2001 that left hundreds of thousands in the country homeless. El Salvador's Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez called for a solution to its citizens left in limbo, saying the country will work with Washington. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
China and France signed numerous agreements and statements on cooperation in various areas Tuesdays. These included nuclear energy, space technology, and the aviation industry, as well as the environment. Both President Xi Jinping and French President Emmanuel Macron were there. This is VOA News. Philip Alexiou reports that South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told reporters Tuesday her country will not